Now today's top federal headlines. A new GAO report says the government only implemented about 32% of the recommendations made by the GAO for improving IT acquisitions and operations. It also finds none of the agency's chief information officers have made public plans for implementing FATERA. The deadline to do so was October 30th. Speaking of FATERA, most federal agencies earned low grades from lawmakers when it comes to carrying it out. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee's IT subcommittee released scorecards Wednesday documenting federal agencies' progress implementing FATERA. The highest grades went to the Commerce Department and the GSA, which received Bs. The Departments of Education and Energy received Fs, along with NASA. OPM has hired a new senior cybersecurity expert to address the agency's issues following its massive data breach. Clifton Triplett will serve as senior cyber and information technology advisor to acting OPM director Beth Cobert to help carry out OPM's IT infrastructure plan. Christine Harada, the GSA's associate administrator in the Office of Government-Wide Policy and acting chief of staff, is moving to the White House. Harada will become the chief sustainability officer at the Council of Economic Quality. Harada has led OGP since June of 2014 and became acting chief of staff in February. Sources say Harada will join CEQ November 16th. Congressman Jeff Miller, chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, says VA isn't the only department where it's too difficult to fire bad employees. Speaking at an event at the Brookings Institution, he says he wants it to be easier to discipline individuals who aren't doing their jobs, and there are issues throughout the federal government. He used testimony from senior VA officials Monday night regarding a misuse of benefits by a group of employees to support his argument. Homeland Security's automated near real-time information sharing system is up and running. Secretary Jay Johnson says his department got it going October 31st. It lets agencies share cyber threat indicator information with DHS. Johnson says DHS is adding more agencies and private sector companies who will share and receive information throughout its system. Agencies are leaving billions on the table. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT special report.
The data center consolidation effort needs new life to be breathed into it. The Government Accountability Office is reporting agencies have identified more than 11,000 data centers, up from just 9,500 in 2014. GAO estimates agencies could save at least $8 billion from closing these redundant centers and moving the apps to the cloud over the next 2 years. The Office of Management and Budget is expected to issue new data center consolidation guidance later this year. I'm Jason Miller.
A group of lawmakers have sent a letter to DOD Secretary Ash Carter asking why the department is sending cease and desist letters to nonprofit veterans groups for using official military seals. The groups were using the seals on banners and flyers during commemoration events. DOD is updating their policy to make it easier for the groups to use the emblems, but the congressmen want immediate relief for those affected, with Veterans Day right around the corner. The former director of operations of a DOD contracting company has pled guilty to receiving almost $200,000 in kickbacks for steering U.S. government subcontracts to a British company. Robert Gannon admitted to receiving payments for a series of purchase orders his company awarded in 2009 with a value of nearly $6 million. You will find out his sentence in late January. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.